The AFL-CIO has filed a petition on behalf of its 13 million members accusing China of, in its words, brutal suppression of worker rights. The Labor Federation says China's policies amount to unfair trading practices, lowering wages, driving down the price of Chinese exports, and costing the U.S. hundreds of thousands of jobs. As NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports, the AFL-CIO wants an investigation that could lead to trade sanctions.
The AFL-CIO is filing its petition under Section 301 of the Trade Act of 1974. Businesses commonly use this law to challenge unfair trading practices, such as pirating of intellectual property. Unions haven't invoked this law until now. But AFL-CIO Secretary-Treasurer Rich Trumka says the time has come. He says the law authorizes the president to take action against countries that impose burdens on U.S. commerce by engaging in unreasonable trade practices.
Among these unreasonable practices are the failure to enforce any of these international recognized worker rights, freedom of association, the right to form and join unions and bargain collectively, freedom from forced or compulsory labor, freedom from child labor. Our petition documents widespread and persistent violations of these rights by the Chinese government.
The AFL-CIO's lawyer, Mark Barenberg, a law professor at Columbia University, says because China violates these rights and fails to enforce its own minimum wage laws, wages there are up to 86% below where they should be. And he says that slashed the cost of Chinese manufactured goods by an average of 44%.
The result is an estimated loss of hundreds of thousands, more than 720,000 jobs in the U.S. Not because of China's competitive advantage, not because it has huge numbers of cheap workers, but because specifically there is this additional increment of advantage that China has illegitimately from the repression of worker rights.
The Bush administration declined to comment on the merits of the petition. It has 45 days to decide whether to launch an investigation. There are plenty of reasons not to, according to Kim Elliott, a research fellow at the Institute for International Economics.
What the AFL is calling for in terms of a remedy would clearly violate U.S. obligations under the World Trade Organization.
The WTO doesn't require member nations to enforce any labor standards at all. Launching an investigation would also set a precedent that would alarm business groups and U.S. trading partners. On the other hand, more than 90% of Americans surveyed want the U.S. to require its trading partners to uphold labor standards. Bruce Stokes, a trade analyst with the National Journal, says organized labor has put the Bush administration in a bind.
If, perchance, the Bush administration would accept the case, then they have the first case ever on worker rights under U.S. trade law. And they might actually get some leverage over the Chinese. It's most likely the Bush administration would reject the petition, but then the AFL-CIO has an issue for the fall election. The Bush people don't care about workers who lose their jobs to China.
He says one solution may be to accept the petition and then just sit on it. These kinds of investigations can last a long time, well beyond the next election. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.